night. We are joined in the studio, as always, on a Friday morning by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning and hello.
And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in our community.
I would like to take another opportunity in this wonderful month of May to be the first person to wish you a happy day after Love Day.
Happy day after Love Day. Aww. Which was our anniversary, by the way.
Yeah,
for those who don't already know.
For those of you who are not deeply invested in the Brad and Aaron canon.
Celebrated our fourth wedding anniversary yesterday.
It somehow feels longer.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the pandemic or the 4 years, but it felt like more.
Every day with you feels like an eternity of love.
And I like that.
So first of all, thanks to the folks at Hawthorne and Wood, we went there for our anniversary dinner, and that is the place to go if you are celebrating your anniversary.
Oh man, let me tell you, if you want to have an amazing anniversary experience, go to a restaurant like Hawthorne and Wood every week for about 2 years.
And become a regular.
And then when you fill out your resi, put in that it's your anniversary, and they will treat you like royalty.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair,
they pretty much treat everyone like royalty.
If you just booked it and like had your first time there as your anniversary, you would also be treated like royalty because they're great people.
So the thing about Hawthorne and Wood is like we go there all the time. So on a special night, they treat us like kings, but they treat everyone like at least a duke, right?
Oh yeah,
like everyone gets really good treatment.
You're a Viscount.
A Viscount,
yeah,
right. A lieutenant.
The problem is I've just finished binging Downton Abbey, and all of these, like, little British words popped out, and it's the best, because when I watch on subtitles and it says lieutenant and they say lieutenant, I'm like, Aaron's going to get this and know why it bugs me.
This is why we had a revolution.
And we won.
This is why Paul Revere got on a horse and rode across the Delaware.
Or something like that. I don't know.
So that's what we did last night. What are we doing? So we're recommending romantic things for people to see and do. What are we doing this weekend?
Tonight, of course, we are going to the Oak in Raleigh and drinking delicious bourbon, eating lots of great small plates right off of Lake Boone Trail near the Art Museum.
How much have we talked about the Oak on date night?
It's not a
Chapel Hill place, so it's in Raleigh, so it's a ways away, so it's hard to recommend, but it's our favorite place in the Triangle.
It is. We don't talk about it a lot because you can't pick up the radio station, but you could pick up the stream on chapelboro.com.
You can listen to it loud and clear from the Oak and on chapelboro.com,
They would probably ask you to turn it like off because you're like messing with the vibe.
Of course,
but,
right.
You could
theoretically.
One could. If you wanted to. But this weekend's going to be great. We're doing like half things you can only do on a Saturday and then other like special like anniversary fun date night things. I'm really excited. We're going to go to Frank tomorrow.
The Frank Art Gallery.
The Frank Art Gallery right here in University Place. They are open Monday through Saturday, pretty much banker's hours.
Yep.
Check their website, so I'm not misleading you. But
frankisart.com, by the way, is the website.
Look at this guy with all the
answers. I don't know the specific hours of operation, but I know the website.
But I know they're on the website. But there is a local artist, and they're all local artists, but there's one that we've taken a shine to because of their off-the-wall, fundraising event they do once a year where local artists donate pieces or sculptures or furniture. They all go up on a wall and you buy tickets and you literally take a piece off. It's been great. Aaron's emceed that event for quite some time.
I'm a lot of fun doing that.
There is a local person who mainly focuses in photography. His name is Peter Filene. He's a professor emeritus at UNC in history. And he does double exposures. So he described this process to us the first time, like we took a picture of his off the wall, and he does it all with old school cameras. He takes a picture, advances it half a frame, and then looks around, mainly in New York for like the angel of inspiration to strike him. And I thought that was like a super beautiful way to do art. Like he throws away probably hundreds or thousands of pictures for every one that turns out the way he wants. I saw on Instagram the other day that he was talking about his show at Frank this month, where he took a lot of his, I don't want to say failed pieces, but pieces that did not like meet the artistic standard, cut them into strips, and then made new art out of those.
It looks really cool.
That look like the double exposures.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have ever seen our dining room, which is like 10 of you out there.
It's a few people.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening out there and you've been to our house, you know. Yeah.
If you're listening and you've been to our house, tweet at WCHL Chapelboro and
the
talk about how great our
about,
art is.
The weird thing about, like, oh, man, everyone talks about, like, oh, God, Chapel Hill used to be this tiny little village, and now it's huge. What has happened to the lovely small-town character of Chapel Hill? We can still say that, and it makes sense. Like, there is a non-zero percentage of people who are listening to this right now who have, in fact, been to our house because we're still kind of a small town.
I'm just telling you right now, Mayor Pam Hemminger is going to post how great our art is in our dining room because we have
only if she's listening right now.
I will tweet her.
You should.
And say, listen to the archive on chapelboro.com and then tweet about it. But like going back to Frank, like we love Peter's art. He's got a special show. We'll do that. And then this evening, we're doing a little charity event for Habitat at
Tier Farm is the name of it. And it's not tonight. It's tomorrow night.
That's
because
right.
It's the. Yeah. So this is happening tonight and tomorrow. It's their farm-to-table event. OrangeHabitat.org, I think, is their website. Go there and get more information. But today is grab-and-go. So if you want to take advantage of it today, you get your food and you leave. It's not an in-person event. But tomorrow is the in-person event at Tier Farm, which is near Jordan Lake.
Right.
Is probably the best way that I can describe it. So we're doing that. And in between, so we're doing the Frank Gallery on Saturday. We're doing that on Saturday. And then, of course, since we've been talking about it all week long, we have to go to Carolina Performing Arts' current art space in downtown Chapel Hill on West Franklin Street and check out the Tracks Local Music Festival, which has five great artists up on stage, including a couple that we've had on the air in the last just couple of weeks. So,
yeah, I
Dissimilar South, Austin Royal, Tree City, Ann Claire, and Bangs. Those are the five, and they're all great.
What you can't see if you're not looking in the window is I'm holding up my fingers and counting, holding Aaron accountable. I know my local music.
Yeah.
I knew but did not appreciate like how vibrant the local music scene was.
Right.
Until I really started listening to Live and Local because 4 years ago I married somebody who aggressively pushes how great our local music community is.
Look, everybody talks about the 90s and that hot second in Chapel Hill where you had reporters coming down from the New York Times writing about how Chapel Hill was going to be the next Seattle and it was going to be the next big thing and there was this band and that band and whatever. And people still wax nostalgic about those days and, oh, man, the 90s in Chapel Hill were so amazing. Whatever happened to the glory days in Chapel? Blah, 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 blah. Today's music scene is better now in Chapel Hill than it ever has been, ever, 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 including the 90s, and you're going to get to see that at the Music Fest on Saturday.
Yeah, anytime WCHL or Chapelboro has a concert, we had the former City Kitchen Space last year where we did music every week in the fall, and that was fantastic.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to Tracks. To see what I don't know about the local music scene that apparently never left.
We've had three of the five artists in the studio on the air already, and the other two are also fantastic, so it's good. So check it out.
I think I will.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.